Lead in lipstick? We thought it was a hoax. Even for watchdog environmentalists, those of us who monitor hazardous pollutants as part of our daily routines and read disturbing scientific data with our morning coffee, this one was a stretch. In recent years, researchers had found plenty of other toxic surprises lurking in the baby shampoo, men's cologne, and various tubes of expensive makeup. But a heavy metal that reduces kids' IQs in products we're advised to reapply frequently to the lips? An email warning circulating since 2003 had been widely dismissed. There was no time to follow the trail as the daily barrage of research, statistics, and personal stories of the heartrending kind sailed across our desks. Baby blues. The blood was quietly collected by the American Red Cross workers and sent to two independent laboratories to be analyzed for chemicals. The results were similar to previous studies. Each person's body was contaminated with hundreds of industrial chemical compounds, including pesticides, stain repellents, flame retardants, plasticizers, even PCBs that were banned in the 1970s. But the subjects of this study were unlike any of the others. These were newborn babies, fresh from the womb. The babies were born in U.S. hospitals in August and September of 2004 and chosen at random by the Red Cross for the study conducted by the Environmental Working Group, a Washington, D.C. research organization, and Commonweal, a California health and environmental group. It was the first time such a wide range of pollutants had been measured in the umbilical cord blood of newborns who had never been in direct contact with industrialized society. The researchers detected a total of 287 chemicals in the baby's cord blood, including 180 chemicals that cause cancer in humans or animals, 217 that are toxic to the brain and nervous system, and 208 that cause birth defects or abnormal development in animal studies. Our common burden. Even if you have never marked an eyelash with mascara, even if you are a Whole Foods shopping, careful consumer of all things natural, even if you are a man, and after you read chapter 2, you might think, especially if you are a man, this is your story. It's your story whether you live in New York City, the Arctic Circle, or the top of the Rockies. No matter your race, nationality, age, or income level. It's your story and mine because all of us today share something unshared by countless generations of humans who lived before us. We carry man-made pollutants in our bodies. We inhale these toxicants from the air, drink them in our water, eat them in our food, spray them around our homes, and rub them on our bodies. So it makes sense they'd also be in us. But only recently, with a scientific technique known as biomonitoring, have scientists been able to measure the actual levels of some synthetic chemicals that are getting into people, our so-called chemical body burden. For several years, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been researching the body burden of thousands of average Americans. Government and independent researchers have studied human blood, urine, and breast milk from all regions of the world. The studies reveal that every single one of us is contaminated with scores of synthetic chemicals that are known to be toxic. So science now demonstrates what indigenous people have been saying all along. The environment is not out there, but in here. The same poisons running through the rivers are running through our veins. Text box. Daily dose. How many personal care products did you use just this morning? Shampoo, deodorant, lotion, makeup. The average woman uses a dozen personal care products containing 168 chemical ingredients every day. Men use about 6 products a day containing 85 chemicals. We absorb, inhale, and ingest many of these chemicals into our bodies. Return to text.